Every year, thousands of students go on their first holiday abroad. Our 5G roaming in 80 countries means they're connected as soon as they land.
Just a reminder to wear sunscreen, love, because you're as pale as a ghost. Oh, and can you send me all your friends' numbers because their mothers are on to me? And always keep your cash in your bum bag, yeah?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, our pod squad are here to separate the rubbish from the gold if you're currently in the market for a new podcast. And today we're chatting about Kill List.
I'm Carl Miller. I'm a journalist and author. And since 2020, I've been part of a team working in secret to stop people getting murdered.
We're in the worst possible position I can think. Like, the world is on fire. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, meaning we can't leave our houses. We found ourselves in the middle of a live assassination market, and we don't even have any policy or moral guidance yet in terms of what we actually do.
I don't know, man. It looks like a big Pandora's box that we're opening, and once you open it, it's open, man. I don't think we can put it shut.
It would become my job to tell complete strangers that someone has paid to have them killed.
My pod squad this week, our own tech correspondent Jess Kelly and Off the Ball's Cameron Hill are both with me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Cameron, how would you describe this podcast, first of all?
So this is Carl Miller, who goes on a basically an investigative journalism discovery, goes into this completely blind and ends up defining it as he goes along. So he has a friend who is a hacker, Chris, who's uncovered this, basically what's called, they call it the kill list, as the title suggests, where it's people on the dark web putting in orders for hits on people they know. And he links it to this murder in Minnesota of Amy Alwyn, which is made to look like a suicide, but immediately there are red flags around just the placement of the body and the murder weapon. And they eventually proved that, no, it was a murder and it was done. It's always the husband who does it, not to spoil anything, but it uncovers this idea of, but this person was enabled to do this because of the frustration with this, what turns out to be a scam, this kill list. Someone is paying Bitcoin for an unnamed hitman or an unknown hitman to go and do this hit on Amy. It doesn't happen. He takes matters into his own hands. So they then, Carl and his team go about trying to warn the people who are on the kill list that they're there, that if the contract isn't taken out, there is someone out there who wants you dead, basically.
Yeah. Had you heard anything about this podcast, first of all?
No, I hadn't.
Neither did I.
I have to say, it's probably one of the most, I suppose, bingeable podcasts I've come across in a long time.
Yeah.
I know some people didn't love episode one. I was hooked on episode one.
So my producer Dee told me here, she said, like, I'm just going to tell you now, right? You know, the first episode of this, you're not going to like it. Stick with it and it gets really good. So yesterday I only started to listen to this and I've listened to three episodes straight. I have loved this from the beginning. It's probably one of the best podcasts I've heard in a long time.
Well, do you know what's really funny is I would say episode one is great. And by episode three, I thought your man, the presenter, was a dose. I thought the ethical questions of it were bananas. And I found myself getting really frustrated with it. The concept of it is incredible. This is an investigative journalism podcast.
It's like nothing you've heard before in terms of, you know, a genuine investigation.
Yeah.
Where they stumble upon this and kill list, effectively.
It's like, so we've heard bits and pieces and I'd often report on the dark web and the scams that are out there. This is several levels above the Eto scam that your mom got. Like, it's a few levels above that. And there are quite literally life or death implications. And I think the moral and the ethical quandary that the team face is fascinating.
Well, I was actually, when I was listening to this, Cameron, yesterday, I was, because I knew I was talking to you guys today, and I was thinking Jess's head now is going to be spinning off with the GDPR, you know, queries going to have about this. And I knew these were the things that you'd raise in it. What was your take on the host?
I didn't mind him as much. I wouldn't be a big true crime person because my whole thing is that I know the world's grim. To unwind, I don't need to be told how much grimmer it is. That's not my idea of checking out for the day. But I absolutely loved it. And I did like the kind of the bewilderment of the host, and I kind of liked him more and more as it went on. Conversely,
did you not think this was the ultimate vanity project? And even the language he was using of, I need to get better at breaking this news. I need to do this. You don't. You've reported it to the police. Step back.
It is. It's the ultimate Pandora's box. Like, what am I meant to do now that I know this?
Come on.
Did you think there was too much drama to it?
I think it was a bit too self-indulgent. I think if it was more about the consequences of the kill list and the reaction of some of the people who are on the list is insane and really engaging. But I found that the presenter kept on bringing it back to how he was feeling and, you know, the burden that he was facing. And it just was a bit of a Mayfainer project, I think.
Yeah, it's
and that annoyed me more than I was intrigued by the story.
Okay. Yeah,
it was gonzo journalism at its most main character-y, where he inserts himself into the story. And it's actually the way it's produced and put together and edited together. There's a lot of conversations between him and his producer, which I found a bit jarring at times.
Just explain, Cameron, who else do we hear from in the podcast? I've only heard three of the episodes.
So we hear from him, we hear from his production team, we hear from not just the people who are on the kill list that he manages to contact, and more on that in a second, but the journalists, because he's trying to cold call people during COVID. So that was kind of a difficult, an uphill battle, to say the least.
I was also thinking, right, you know, like, I mean, can you imagine now, if you do happen to answer the phone to somebody that you think is a scammer, you're instantly hanging up the phone. Like, if somebody is ringing me today to tell me that they think that I might have been the victim of a scam and can they have my email to meet up, like,
but
I found a bit baffling.
I was thinking about this because, again, I knew I was talking to you about it. So when I was listening to him doing those cold calls, I thought, if I called you and you are one of the few people that I will talk on the phone to, and we talk every single day, can you imagine if I called you yesterday evening going, Gilligan, come here to me now. I'm after been fluting around on the internet and I found a list and your name is on that list.
Yeah, you'd top
be like,
of the list.
Would you go away and whatever?
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy it. You wouldn't engage with it. Mm. And that's where it kind of fell down for me, because that notion that you could cope. And this is where I got frustrated, because he wanted to be so involved. He wanted to be the person making the call.
He couldn't take himself out of the story in any way. When he sends a group of freelancers in respective countries, because he's not allowed to leave the UK during COVID, of course. So he basically enlists these freelancers to go to the addresses of these people, again, GDPR or whatever.
They don't have it in America, it's fine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But they don't even do it in America. It's Switzerland, Spain and
Canada.
And Canada, yeah. So Spain anyway, you'd be like, what? But enlist these freelancers to go to the address, knock on the door, say, I need to talk to you again. You have to, it's like, yeah, absolutely. Come on in. These people, I don't know. And then he is the one who delivers the news. Whereas it's like, at least if it was someone who spoke to you in the language, maybe you'd be a little bit more okay with this. Now, he gets a good few lucky breaks in that the three people he talks to, or the three people we meet, all completely buy in. But yeah, there's a lot of convenience.
I also just thought it was fascinating that it was like, you know, at times £5,000 or £7,000, I think, was the most for the cost of a kill.
This is why I think you should listen to this podcast, just for the pure eye-opening notion of the fact that this goes on, that they were saying hundreds of people every day are going on to the dark web and they're giving direction. You know, when you do your shopping online and you're like, can I get a very ripe avocado? And you're giving feedback and
delivery
direction to the shopper.
Yeah.
They're doing that, for hitmen for hire.
There were some where it was, you know, can I have my wife, you know, killed or wiped out, and it has to be on such and such a day when I'm away at this class or in this place, so that basically I have a good alibi that, you know, I'm not top suspect.
It's very, very grim. I will say, as much as I'm giving out, sure, when am I? I do think the idea of this podcast is great, and it was a proper eye-opener for me. Of not only the fact that this goes on, but the fact that the people who run the kill list website were scammers in themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And they weren't going to go through with it.
Oh, it's there's so many layers to it. It's great.
How many episodes in total?
Oh, I listened to the first six.
I think it's 13 so far.
It's 13?
Yeah, 13 so far.
I think so, yeah.
They keep going. Yeah.
Right now, okay, so this is kind of, I didn't think it was 13.
They go case by case after the initial sort of reveal. It's like DLC afterwards.
So do we get, you know, how far into the level of well, closure or conclusions? Do we get much?
We get a conclusion. Then after that, it's sort of supplementary. Here's some more cases for the stuff. It's like, here's what we didn't get to in the initial six episode run. So I did the full six yesterday and was hooked. But they go on and on and on. And I'm kind of 50-50 on whether I will still listen, because after the initial shock value and the conclusion of it, you're like, okay, I don't know how much more, what point there is to keep going on now that I know how it ends.
How many did you listen to?
Three.
Same as myself.
And I have to say, I loved episode one and I loved the notion of it and I want to see what happens. So I will listen to more of them. I just wish I could go in. The Radiohead in me wants to go in and edit out all your man, the presenter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just doing it too much and it's too self-indulgent. Yeah. It's a vanity
but does
project.
It not need a little bit? Like, because I suppose that's where the story started, because he's the one that found the list.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I think he can present it in a way of telling the story, not telling how you felt about the story. It's a little bit like what I did in my summer holidays, if on your summer holidays you found a kill list.
Mm. I know what you did last summer.
Exactly. Remember that movie? Yeah.
I thought it was very much, I could see it as a Netflix TV drama.
Totally.
Yeah,
that's
totally
what I could see it as, yeah. And I think it'd be very good actually as that.
Totally.
Yeah, and I love like pieces of art or content, for want of a better word, that like this, I really enjoy because of the questions they throw up. Like, it is amazing, and I don't want to ruin it for people who are going in, but the three people he manages to get in touch with and develop their story, they're all women. Which is a really terrifying thing, actually.
Yeah, that was another point I meant to mention.
There was the first person he calls, not to spoil too much, but the first person he calls is a man in Canada who goes, yeah, no, that's great, but I'll look after my own safety, thanks. Whereas the women who he talks to not only are not surprised by this revelation, but know who are... or have a person in mind,
yeah.
Which is kind of calls back to the Saoirse Ronan thing from a couple of weeks ago of the danger,
yes.
And really woke me up to it, to be honest.
Yeah, look, I have to say, as a podcast, we're talking about Kill List. I've really enjoyed what I've heard so far. Are you sticking with?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with for a while.
How many stars out of five?
3.75.
Well, I'm giving 4.8 because I've thoroughly enjoyed
the
it so far.
Judgy face on you there as you said that.
I think that's a low mark now, Jess. Go on.
I think I'm thinking in line with you. I'm thinking 4.5.
Yeah. Well, I was giving 4.8. Well, by all accounts, that's a very good showing. 4.5 and 4.8. We'll just disregard your result.
Sure way, don't you?
So on the Wondery subscription, you know, you can get an ad-free version. Would you like a hymn-free? Would you pay more for a hymn-free version?
Maybe I just need to cheer up. Maybe I'm the problem here.
Our pod squad, our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, Off the Balls, Cameron Hill. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the pod squad today. We are talking about the podcast Kill List.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Every year, thousands of students go on their first holiday abroad. Our 5G roaming in 80 countries means they're connected as soon as they land.
Just a reminder to wear sunscreen, love, because you're as pale as a ghost. Oh, and can you send me all your friends' numbers because their mothers are on to me? And always keep your cash in your bum bag, yeah?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.